As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
WGCL Glass in the afternoon. It's the first Tuesday of April, April 5th, 2022. The rain has stopped. We'd like it to be a little bit warmer, but 52 downtown at WGCL is what we have for you this afternoon, and we hope that gets a little bit nicer. As we mentioned, we're going to check in at Summit Elementary School, and the principal there is my great friend Missy Douglas. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How are you?
Well, it's April. I see snow in my forecast for Friday, so I'm confused. I did make it through April Fool's Day unscathed. I don't know if my wife did. We'll talk about that funny story here in a minute. You are cruising along and have the, you're in charge of my two kids 5 days a week, and we're big fans of Summit and everything going on there, you and Mr. Abel. So as long as they're not in your office today, I'm a happy dad.
Hey, I have seen them in their rooms today, and they are just plugging along, doing good things.
That's excellent news. Excellent news. And if my daughter paid you to say that, well, she's smarter than I thought she was in the first place. Well, Summit, you are in your first tour of duty as the woman in charge. Nick McGinnis left for a job in the RBB. Tell me how your transition's been. And all the great people you've had to support you here in year number one.
Well, I tell you what, I could not do this job, one, without my amazing staff. When we had this quick changeover before school started, everybody pulled together. They were scrambling to help get everything ready for school. And I was grateful because there's a lot of stuff you gotta know being a principal. And you would think it would just kind of smoothly roll over, but you know what? There are a lot of bits and pieces, and everybody pulled together, and it was amazing. I am so grateful to them.
Well, your building has expanded, and your pupils have expanded as well. Is Summit the biggest elementary in the city?
We certainly are, right? The last time we took a check, it was 616 kids. And let me tell you, they're all adorable. But yes, we are the biggest other than the two high schools. It's kind of amazing.
What is, because that area we know is growing and is going to grow even some more here coming up. So that's fun. The new addition's fun. The new playground. All the great things we hear about all the time. But inside the four walls, that's where all the real fun takes place. And here we've crossed the threshold into April. We don't have to worry about snow days anymore because we have wonderful things like e-learning. So that's not going to drag school into June, as we're all happy to hear. What's on the docket here for the next few weeks in the month of April before we start turning that eye to the final days of May?
Well, we do have iLearn coming up. We're going to have that happen on the 18th. We start our testing. And so right now, everybody is busy just doing those last minute shoring up of skills, getting practice done. Right now, we're also having a sweep of the school. We do every quarter, we do our data meetings. We have stats on everybody. And so our whole team gets together with each classroom teacher. We're looking at where they've been, where they're going, where they need to be, and we're making sure we fill those holes and get them all ready for that last round of testing this year. And I'm thinking, I've already been looking at the stats, and I think we're going to be doing pretty well.
Well, that's the interesting thing about it, because my thoughts on standardized testing on this program have been well documented as they're a complete and utter waste of time for not only the children, but for the staff and the administrators, because all you're doing is a dog and pony show when you can just walk into a classroom and ask your teacher, how's this person doing or how's that person doing? So you have to get around it. You have to do what the state tells you. I understand all of that. But do you feel they get anything out of it besides how to prepare for a test, let alone what is being tested?
Well, I do think it's important to remember that we are teaching all the standards that they need to be successful. So if we're doing that consistently all year long and making sure we've got fidelity in what we're teaching them and how we're doing it, making sure we're looking at all the different learning styles and plugging those things in where we need them, they're going to be fine. They're going to be fine. But there is a little anxiety among everybody that they have to make sure that everybody's ready. And I understand that, and it's not my favorite part, but it does exist, unfortunately.
You're right, it does. Well, this is a little bit easier than having to take it from home or pile everybody in the gymnasium for a couple of, oh, geez.
How much? And that was awful.
Well, exactly right. Now, for people that are listening, this is Missy Douglas. She's the principal over at Summit. You had been at the school many years before that. You were just now. You're just in charge. But how helpful was it to come back this year without maybe all the constraints that you'd seen the previous 2 years with COVID and masks and lunch tables and staying 6 feet apart and all that fun? Did it make it easier that you didn't have all these other rules and regulations with your first year in charge?
Well, we did start out with all the rules at the beginning for the most part, but it has been so much fun as I slowly let people do more and more things. We're going to have each grade level is going to have a special night where people are going to come back to the building and do fun things again. We've got our clubs going again. We had our robotics club. It just finished up. We're getting ready to do a soccer club. So it has been delightful, I must say, to be able to get back to some semblance of normal. And I'm thinking that when we start the year next year, it'll be looking very much like it should have been all this other time. So,
good,
yeah.
Good. Let's hope so, because obviously we've had things like kindergarten open house, which you didn't have to do over a Zoom. You actually had people in the building to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The family game night, all these fun things that you haven't had a chance to do it. So that is awesome. And what's very exciting as well, because I think you being in education as long as you have, kids learn better when they're around people. They don't learn well sitting in their room under the covers with their iPad.
Exactly. And we are just so happy that this is turning the corner and things will be 100% back to normal next school year. We're almost back to normal right now, but there are a few little holdouts. But next year, I am just thrilled that we're going to just be open for business just like normal.
Missy Douglas is our guest. She is the principal at Summit Elementary School. 616 of them up there on the hill. You had a little bit of fun on April Fool's Day, and you had a flood drill. Tell us all about it.
Oh, my goodness. That was the best thing. One of the teachers kind of approached me and said, hey, I got this idea. Would you like to do it? And I'm like, yeah, I'm all in. So I made an announcement right after everybody was in the building. And I said, hey, I hate to bother all of you today, but we have a new drill that we have to practice. I'm so sorry, but we're going to do it right now. I said, it's called a flood drill. You need to sit on top of your desk, make sure that your legs are up there too, because so, you know, might have to sit Indian style, cross-legged, whatever you want to call it, so that your feet, if it were a true flood, your feet wouldn't get wet. And by golly, they did it. And we have so many pictures of everybody sitting up on their desks. So when I finally said, April Fools, you can get back down. It was pandemonium. It was the best thing I think we've done in a long time, and everybody enjoyed it. It only took probably 4 minutes out of our instructional time, but it was well worth it, and we have lots of hilarious pictures to prove it.
That is outstanding. Well, you got to laugh and you got to have fun, and sometimes you got to bait the hook and see if you catch any fish. And if you catch some fish, there's nothing wrong with any of that. So that is funny that everybody and the pictures are great. You can see them on the Facebook page at Summit Elementary School. Other things we've seen on there, you had Autism Day on Monday. Wear blue for Autism Awareness. awareness. Why is that important to Summit, and why was that important to be on your calendar this year?
Well, we have we are a large school, and we are not just all a bunch of cookie cutter kids. I mean, there are all types of people in our school, and we want to honor and respect the learning styles of everybody. And one of my teachers was like, can I spearhead this? And I'm like, you can go for it. This is wonderful. And I think the kids got a lot of learning out of it. They understanding, talking in their classes about how everybody's different. Everybody's different for many different reasons, and we need to celebrate every person for who they are, how they learn, and how we're the same, but also how we're different. And it was a great, great time.
Excellent. Well, just like the real world out there, where all different things are happening. And you do that with your Spanish dual language immersion as well. Who can get involved with that, Missy? Who is that available to? And is that something that we need to register each year to do? How does that work?
Well, we usually get our brand new people will be our kindergartners. If you are a native speaker, you get in no problem, no questions asked, because one of the things that makes our program very efficient and special is that we do have a large number of native speakers, whether they're teachers or students. But if you are an English speaker and you want to become bilingual and biliterate, you can also get into what we have a lottery, because we only have a certain number of spaces, and you can get your name in, go ahead and register, and then usually the last few weeks of school, we'll do the lottery. We put it into a randomized little thing.
Ping pong balls. You and the Pacers, you're in the same lottery.
Yeah, kind of like ping pong balls, but not quite. And anyway, if your name is generated out, then you get to be in. But we do have a wait list, so if anybody decides to move or changes their mind, then we take the next person on the list and put them in.
Very, very cool. So that's how you get involved in that process. You can always go to mccse.edu, search Summit Elementary School, and you can see everything that's going on. All right, before we let you get back to dismiss everybody, we know time is valuable right now. Brag about your PTO and how much they help make everything smoother as we get back to normal school life.
Oh, my goodness. We have the best PTO. They are like the steam engine that just kind of drives all the fun. They are constantly coming up to me and saying, hey, Missy, can we do this? And I'm like, yes, we can. And they just keep generating more and more ideas, whether it's just a fundraiser by going to one of our local establishments that says, hey, we'll do a fundraiser for you. You go, you buy your pizza, you get money for the school. And then they're doing a walkathon coming up pretty soon. And that will be a fun special time to also raise money for the PTO so that they can then turn it back into fun things that the kids are going to be doing next year.
Well, I like the sound of that, because after all the dine and donates, I do need a walkathon to go along with that, so I can be around for next school year and help participate in that. We know the bell's going to ring shortly. We will let you get back to your official capacities. We thank you so much for being with us today, and say hello to my kids if you run into them. Well, I hope you don't, because that means they're doing something.
I'll see them at dismissal.
All right. High fives for everybody. Thanks, Missy. I appreciate it, and thank you for all and you and your staff do at Summit Elementary.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.